have a setback on Wednesday.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I mean, when you see someone practicing and then all of a sudden, so it was just a little, it was a setback, is the best way to say it.
How did Jalen Strong practice this week?
Not, you know, limited. You know, he was limited. We listed him as limited all week. So, you know, not full strength yet.
Is he healthy enough to be available to play, or would it be an injury decision?
It'd be probably a game day's decision. Okay. You know what I'm saying? To see where that is.
Then last one on that, Marquise Lee was limited today. Mm-hmm. Did he do some things to encourage you?
Yes, mm-hmm. He did. You know, I think he's still questionable, but obviously we were able to work him out, get him out there, and take some reps. So that's always encouraging.
That's a harder injury to play through for a receiver than like shoulder or something like that, ribs. Yes.
I mean, you can't ever walk in someone else's shoes, you know, when it comes to pain tolerance. You know, but it's a painful, you know, it's an injury that causes pain.
Broad question. We talked about offense, defense all week. What do you make of your special teams a quarter of the way through the season?
Well, I think like everything else, you know, we've got to improve in some areas, you know, and take advantage of opportunities, you know, that we've had. I think, you know, as a team, it's not different than offense and defense. There's been points of, you know, where things have, you know, we've done a good job, and at points where we've got to get some consistency. So I think it's the same thing. You know, when you look at our team, the way we're playing, it's not, you know, in all three phases, we've got to play more consistent, you know what I'm saying, and do a better job of it. So I don't think it's any different in the special teams, any different than in our specialists, you know what I'm saying, even them. I think that's what's on tape. I mean, that's not something that, you know, we're just trying to make up. It's on
tape.
Sorry.
Whatever Marquise's status, I guess you just need somebody at the receiver position outside Hearns and Lee to step up, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's like anything else. I mean, we'll see where he's at, you know, see where he's going. But, you know, obviously we've talked about, you know, plans if that doesn't occur, you know, if he's not ready to play. And then we'll make those decisions when we have a definite. You know, we have plans in place, like everything else, if somebody can't go. Or, you know, you got to be ready for all that stuff. I mean, I've been in situations where you flew to a game, you're feeling great, all of a sudden someone wakes up the next morning, they can't play. But these are things that, you know, we talk about and go, hey, if this person, you know, you have those discussions all the time. So when those things come up, you know, it's not blindsided, you've been through it, and you just go on. It doesn't cause that type of anxiety. And you got to be prepared for it. That's what we get. That's our job.
That illness with Linder, is that sapping his strength, his energy?
I think you could ask him. I mean, you know, I think he would, I would say probably, you know what I'm saying? I mean, anytime you're sick, you know what I'm saying? You just think of yourself. And I think, you know, if you're not feeling well, you're not going to be as strong as you play. But the one thing about the game of football, I'll say, is that, you know, a lot of times I've had players that have been sick that have gone out there and played their best games and things of that nature. A lot of times, you know, when you're talking about the period of time that you're playing, adrenaline takes over a lot of this stuff too.
You feel the team, your defense is addressed and over. Everything is resolved.
You know what? I'll tell you what, John. We're going to find out on Sunday. You know what I'm saying? We worked our butt off, you know what I'm saying, to do that. But again, you know, if I sit here and say, yeah, it's great and this and that, and then we go out there and give up the same play, then, you know, then obviously we didn't do a good enough job. So we've really forced it. We've really worked on it. You know, but the true test is going to come Sunday, and it'll be a great test, you know, with, you know, the players they have up front, and obviously the running back's a special player and all the things that you have to defend against this offense. So I think it'll be a good indication of where we are, and it's the same thing. I mean, you know, you can't let up on a play, you know, in this league. You let up on one play, there's good enough players that are going to take advantage of you, and people score touchdowns. And that's what happened to us.